Welcome into Bucks Beat. We're going to start off catching you up with some of the social media action going on with Bucks players. One of my favorites, Kwon Alexander, showed off some of his new ink. This is such an incredible tattoo. If you know the story of him and his brother and his incredible game he had in Atlanta in honor of his brother who had just passed away. So props to Kwon for this incredible ink. Also, it's great to see some of the guys using their last little bit of time off to give back to kids. Still a bunch of camps. I can't even believe how many camps there have been for kids this entire summer thrown by our players. So great work there as always. And for all you Game of Thrones fans out there, it looks like Gerald McCoy is one of you, along with several other Bucks players who were all tweeting about that season coming back last night. And I don't know if you can hear behind me, but there's definitely construction going on. That indoor practice facility well on its way. And we put up some photos to show you the progress that has already been made. Can't wait to see that when it's completely done. So make sure you go check out those photos right now on Buccaneers.com. And you know, we always love hearing from all of the Good Morning Football guys. And Nate Burleson is going through his list of top wide receiver duos in the league. And a couple of the Bucks got that shout out. Now, of course, we always think they should be ranked higher. We can chat with him later about it when they prove him wrong about them being seventh. We think they're first, clearly. But we'll take a top 10 finish for sure. That's going to do it for us on Bucks Beat. We'll see you next time.